Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a Tuesday morning. On the phone right now, I'm going to go to one of our sponsors of Phoenix FM, Carl Roberts. Morning, Carl.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I thought I'd give you a bell and see how we're getting on with the Hutton View Care Home, because he must be very close to being open now.
Oh, yes. Well, no, you've caught me at a good time, Mike, so thanks for calling as always.
That's all right.
Yeah, we're just a few weeks away now from welcoming our first residents in, and the team are working very hard to get everything ready. So, terribly exciting.
What's the exact date that you open?
Yep, so the first residents move in on the 9th of November, and that essentially is the key date. We have CQC coming in next Monday, which is the 26th, who are going to do a full inspection of the home to make sure everything is in place. And provided that all goes well, they'll give us a big thumbs up, and we'll welcome those first residents with open arms.
Do you know what? I'm quite jealous, to be honest with you, because I've seen this place and it's like a 5-star hotel, Carl.
Oh. Thanks,
it's better than my house, seriously.
You're too kind.
It is. Well, it looks fantastic.
You're always welcome, Mike. We'll always look after you here, my friend.
I might take you up on that in about 10 years or so.
Well, I mean, you know, it is terribly exciting. You know, we've been working at this since, you know, for over a year now we've been based here. You know, and we've been through a lot, as has the community, and it's just a real privilege and a real proud moment to be able to, you know, welcome those first residents in and actually provide such a well-needed service. You know, there are such a high demand and so few beds in the local area, and certainly of this quality. There really isn't anything quite like it. And I was speaking to a colleague last week, and we really firmly believe that this home is really the most advanced care home in Essex in terms of the technology, in terms of design, in terms of services, and if not in the whole of the east of England. So, you know, we are so excited. Yeah, really, really excited, Mike.
So you've got the last few appointments available for people to visit and Zoom call you and...
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, virtually, you know, we'll be able to do virtual visits, you know, ongoing into the Christmas period and into the new year. But because... you know, we've got those first residents moving in, we have to take infection control very, very seriously. And we need a period of basically not having visitors to get the home sort of infection control ready and to have everything put in place, like spraying our one spray technology all over the home, sort of deep cleaning everything again, getting everything nice and secure, ready for those first residents. But as you say, it does mean I've only really got 2 weeks left for families to actually come here in person this side of Christmas, at least anyway. So if you'd like to come and visit us, give us a call, and we'll squeeze you into the diary.
Okay, let's repeat your number. It's 01277 846 900, is that right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, 01277 846 900,
and it's www.hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
yeah, exactly. Go onto the website, click on find a care home near you. And obviously on Essex, and we're the obviously Hutton View, the brand spanking newest home in Hallmark's group. So, you know, we may be the new kids on the block, but, you know, we've got decades worth of experience behind us, and it's going to be a great day when that first resident arrives.
Do you know what, Carl? Since, I mean, we've been with you, you've been coming on air and telling us how it's going for like, quite a while now, a complete year at least, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel as if it's part of mine as well. I feel like I've invested time in it, to be honest with you.
Thanks, Mike. You know, it has been a real journey, and, you know, we've had so many plans, and we've got so many more plans to be able to work with the community moving forward. You know, if any of you guys out there are listening and are going to be doing the Nutcracker Trail with Brentwood Council this year, you know, look out for the big purple Nutcracker on the high street. You know, we'll be sponsoring that. You know, we've got a really great name for that Nutcracker, and we're also sort of supporting the council with the big 25-foot Christmas tree on the high street as well. So we're trying to spread some Christmas cheer.
Fantastic.
Even though it's, you know, 10 weeks away. So,
oh my word, it is getting very close, isn't it, Christmas?
I know.
Oh my word.
the lifestyle team are already thinking all things festive at the moment for the upcoming plans. So the news out there are saying around, you know, that Christmas might be cancelled. You know what? It may be cancelled for us outside the home, but surely within Hutton View, Christmas is going to be at 150% full festive mode, Mike. Full
fantastic
mode.
Fantastic. Well, Carl, let's have a talk again in a few weeks' time when you're nearer the opening or when you've just opened. Tell us how it's going there. And then thank you so much for talking to us, and we'll speak again soon.
Thank you so much, Mike. Have a great day.